You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City on the phone line to take up the weather forecast. It looks like a soggy one. Drew, tell me about it.
It does indeed. Quite a temperature contrast setting up across the country once again. A big warm-up for the eastern part of the country with temperatures getting into the 80s through the eastern Midwest right before a strong cold front cuts through the region as we get into Friday. We are going to see on the other side of the front a lot of very cold air and another risk to hard red winter wheat country for some damage on Friday morning. We could very well see some more temperatures in the upper 20s down as far south as the Red River of the south that separates Oklahoma from Texas. And we could see temperatures below freezing a little bit further south in Texas. But anyway, the big contrast in air mass temperatures across the country sets the stage for a very significant amount of rain to fall. It's already starting to evolve in parts of the western Corn Belt. We've seen quite a bit of rain here earlier today, and it will be continuing as we go forward through these next 2 days. A lot of moisture for Missouri and Illinois, Indiana, portions of the northern Delta, even some neighboring areas in southeastern Iowa. These areas will all see 1 to 3 inches of rain easily, and perhaps some localized amounts over 3 inches, and it's going to cause some local flooding. We do have saturated or nearly saturated soil in much of this region, at least in the topsoil. And the moisture will be good for reaching down a little bit deeper into the ground in some of the western Corn Belt areas where we're still lacking that subsoil moisture.
Will that come along? Because it's a pretty good-sized cold area and a pretty good-sized warm area and with much in the way of a disturbance, or will these be rough storms or just drop a lot of rainfall?
Well, I think a little bit of all of the above. We are going to see some strong to severe thunderstorms evolve as we go from tomorrow afternoon into Friday morning. I may even see something strong occurring during the day tomorrow, but I think most of the intense storms will be tomorrow night, and they will occur from portions of southeastern Missouri and northern Arkansas into Illinois and parts of Indiana. We will see hail and some damaging wind and the local flooding. I can't rule out an isolated tornado or two. In fact, we could even end up with a little bit of a small breakout of tornadoes at some point, but we'll have to just continue to watch that real closely. Anytime you've got temperatures in the 80s on one side of the front and 40 and 50-degree readings on the other, it sets the stage for a lot of severe weather.
Speaking of setting the stage, we have not set the stage for widespread planting across the Midwest. Needs to dry out eventually and for soil temperatures to come up.
Absolutely, and we're not going to do it with the setup here for the next 7 days. Obviously, the eastern Midwest will see a bit of warming, definitely with a couple of 80-degree days coming up. It'll be much warmer there, but the central and western parts of the Corn Belt will not see nearly that kind of a rise in soil temperatures. We'll actually see them plummet somewhat after the frontal system goes through, and will only warm marginally over the course of the weekend, and yet another reinforcing shot of cold air will come on for the middle part of next week that will reinforce the chilly air. So the western Corn Belt, maybe areas as far east as Illinois and parts of northwestern Indiana, will certainly not see a significant warm-up in soil temperatures for a while, and we are going to be dealing with another rain event next week. So field work is going to be limited in many of those areas.
Drew, thanks so much.
Have a good afternoon.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joined us here on the Closing Market Report on this Wednesday afternoon. You can hear him again on our website at willag.org. That's WILLAG.ORG.